This service of Easter praise will begin in a few moments. During the service, we're going to be taking the opportunity to remember our baptism. And if you would like to go to a place in the house and bring back some water, as I have here in this bowl, towards the end of the service, you'll have an opportunity to be able to reflect and give thanks for your own baptism.
So open up the gates, make way before the King of Kings. The God He comes to save is here to send the captives free.
So here we are, gathered on this great feast of the church, this great celebration of life, Easter Sunday. Welcome to you online from the ministry team at Hull Minster. We are going to be participating together in this great service this morning. We are joined by Irene Wilson, who is our associate vicar, who is going to be speaking, by Dan Broom, who's our community minister. Dan's going to be reading our lesson, and by Mandy Richardson, our Children, Youth and Communities Minister, and Mandy's going to be leading our prayers. So the service begins with traditional words that are spoken in the early hours of the morning. Christ, yesterday and today, the beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega, all time belongs to Him. And all ages, to Him be glory and power through every age and forever. Amen. This is the day when our Lord Jesus Christ passed from death to life. Throughout the world, Christians celebrate the awesome power of God. As we hear His word and proclaim all that God has done, we can be confident that we shall share His victory over death and live with Him forever. So I'm going to light the candle, reminder that Jesus, the light of the world, is risen again. The light of Christ. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Those great words are now taken up in a wonderful hymn of the church. Jesus Christ is risen today. Please join in singing if you can at home. The words will come on the screen. The music is played by our director of music, Mark Keith.
Thank you.
And so we give thanks for that great hymn of praise as we hear the collect for Easter Sunday. Let us pray that we may walk the risen life of Christ in glory. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen. Now Dan is going to read the lesson from St. John's Gospel, chapter 20, beginning to read at the first verse.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and he believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. And now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white, seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she had not realized that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Irene is now going to offer a reflection on those words from St. John.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to meet up on this very important day in the Christian calendar, Easter Day. Unfortunately, this year, this cannot be in person. However, with the wonders of modern technology, we have the next best thing. You may say life is all at sixes and sevens at the moment. No one was given a written manual in advance of this pandemic. Before last December, we'd not heard of COVID-19, and it's left us not knowing what the future holds. When I look at the Easter story, I realise that those around and close to Jesus were also in turmoil. They hadn't been given a book of instructions on how to behave at this difficult time either. They'd listened to Jesus throughout the 3 years he'd been amongst them. They'd not always understood his profound teaching about God's kingdom, and that he must return to the Father, that he was only with them temporarily. Even though he tried explaining quite often in detail what was to happen. So shocked they were when the words he had spoken to them came to be, and Jesus was crucified in the cruel way of the cross. And again on the third day, Sunday morning, 3 days after the crucifixion, once more they were shocked when Mary told Jesus' close friends what had happened. So much so that the disciples, after first witnessing what Mary had told them, returned to their homes. But Mary stayed. She turned up early in the morning to the tomb where Jesus had been laid. She was sad. Mary was heartbroken because her Lord had been crucified, and she thought she may never meet with Jesus again. And then she sees an empty tomb. It's so much easier for us because we know where, when we stand at the foot of the cross on Good Friday, that that isn't the end. That Jesus did walk from the tomb. But for Mary and the others, the future was unknown. So how does Mary react? She runs to share her concerns with those who had been closest to Jesus, still not knowing what had really happened, telling them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb and we don't know where they have put him." Coming back to the tomb, still overcome with sadness, Mary stood weeping. And on seeing two angels at the head and foot of where Jesus had lay, she says to them, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." At this point, she turns around as she hears a voice, and she thinks it is the gardener speaking. So she asks him also, "Where they have taken my Lord?" It's at that moment in her grief that she encounters the risen Jesus. Jesus says her name, Mary, and she responds, "Rabboni." As she tries to hold on, Jesus tells her to let go. And although she wants to feel close to him, her security is not to be in holding on to him physically, but her security is in trusting God for the oncoming journey. Jesus says, "Go to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Those words are hugely important. The moment has come, and Jesus commands Mary to be the one to take the news. The least of all, a woman with a history, is the one that carries the message of this life-changing day. In this new creation, this new day, Jesus sends Mary out of the garden rejoicing. She's sent out to tell everyone, "The darkness has not overcome the Word made flesh who has lived among them." Mary had seen her rabbi. She now understood that she has seen the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Words from John 1:14. And she tells the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." Her message that day declares to us the new beginning that God has prepared for all of us, an invitation to share in and to share with others the glory of the risen Lord. As I finish, I share the words from the servant king. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my king forever in that holy place. Because of the message of Easter Day, we can say those words with confidence. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. May you have a happy and safe Easter, and I hope we are able to come together again soon. Amen.
We turn to prayer as Mandy leads us in our prayers this Easter Sunday morning.
Let us pray. Lord God, this Easter day is a day of fear and joy, a day to make us tremble with shock and tingle with excitement, a day to unsettle us and to thrill us, a day of mystery and delight. Today is the day we remember that you have turned history around. You have turned death into life. You have turned despair into hope. You have turned hate into love. Thank you for planning this day from the beginning of time for all of us. Help us to receive its message with open hearts so that our lives may also be turned around. Help us, the Church of Christ, to bring this Easter day to others, to replace their fear with peace, to replace their sadness with joy, and to replace their despair with hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, in this time of global pandemic, we pray for all creation to know your love and peace. We pray for our leaders and those in authority, that you will bless them with wisdom and compassion when making difficult decisions. We pray especially for our Prime Minister and our Queen. Keep them safe and well, Father. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our local community, Father, and we thank you for all the key workers and for all those helping to support those who are vulnerable and isolated in this time. Keep them well and healthy and able to continue the good work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, we pray special blessings for anyone suffering right now. And as we bring to mind those we know who are maybe ill or bereaved, we ask that you would wrap your loving arms around them, Father, and keep them close. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, on this Easter day, as we thank and praise you for raising Jesus from the dead, help us now, guide us and lead us in his light and love to those around us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now we're coming to that special ceremony in this service where we have the opportunity to remember our baptism and to sign our foreheads with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Easter time of the Church is a very important time for baptism, for remembering our baptism, and for giving thanks that in the water in which we are washed, we also rise with Christ and receive the gift of his Holy Spirit. So some words from the baptism service before I've signed myself with the water here on my forehead. Our Lord Jesus Christ has told us that to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be born again of water and the Spirit, and has given us baptism as the sign and seal of this new birth. Here we are washed by the Holy Spirit and made clean. Here we are clothed with Christ, dying to sin, that we may live his risen life. As children of God, we have a new dignity, and God calls us to fullness of life. So I'm going to assign myself with the water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and give thanks to God for those who were with me in baptism, who stood with me, prayed for me, and have continued to pray for me throughout my life. So a word of thanksgiving for our baptism. Heavenly Father, by the power of your Holy Spirit, you give your faithful people new life in the water of baptism. Guide and strengthen us by the same Spirit, that we who are born again may serve you in faith and love, and grow into the full stature of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And our second great Easter hymn today, we sing and give thanks to God in the hymn, Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son. So as our service draws to a close, you'll see on the table behind me an image of the cross, same one that I'm wearing here on my chest, the cross of St. Cuthbert. The picture comes from the beautiful church of St. Mary's on Holy Island, reminding us of Cuthbert, his life on that island, his commitment to Christ, crucified and risen. And on the cross, you may be able to see some of the creatures on the shoreline of Holy Island, which remind us of the place where he spent his life in prayer and in ministry, and where we give thanks to God that he's remembered to this day. So a prayer of blessing as we come to the end of this service. all our problems we send to the cross of Christ. All our difficulties we send to the cross of Christ. All the devil's works we send to the cross of Christ. All our hopes we set on the risen Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this great celebration of Easter praise. You may like to continue to follow services from Holminster throughout these coming weeks and give thanks to God that we can still meet and that we can still enjoy the life of faith, of hope, and of love.